Hey guys, welcome to the 5-Minute Fatherhood Podcast. I'm your co-host, Jeff Bethke, along with my friend and mentor, Jeremy Pryor. Join us Monday through Friday as we chat about quick tips, skills, and ways to help equip you on your journey as a father to build your multi-generational family team on mission. Stay tuned. What's up, guys? Jeff and Jeremy here, another day on 5-Minute Fatherhood. We have the verse of the week for you today that we think relates to fatherhood, and that is in Proverbs chapter 24, verse 27. It says, "Put your outdoor work in order and get your fields ready, and then after that, build your house." Jeremy, I've heard you talk about this verse before, and I love what you have to say about it, but yeah, how would you expand on that verse and what it's kind of trying to say?
Yeah, guys, I love this kind of ancient wisdom. It is so rich. It's really saying something that is very different than what we do in our culture. In our culture, we oftentimes think about, and a lot of you guys are young families that are starting out, and you go out and you think about your kind of dream house or your starter house, or you go out and get that mortgage. And a piece of ancient wisdom that Solomon is saying here, I think, may challenge the order in which we think about building our house. And when you think about building your house, I think about like establishing kind of your multi-generational hub. And that's really easy to get excited about. And because of loans, we can kind of go after that pretty early. But what I feel like Solomon is saying here is that it's important to think about your work and the income streams that are coming into your house first. And you can imagine in this, really the picture he's painting here is in an agrarian world, you could go and just put all your attention into building this epic house for you and your family and your wife. And he's like, no, don't do that. Go out to the field, work the field, get those income streams going. Make sure you're thinking about what is actually going to sustain your house long-term. Think about your work first, and then after that, build your house. And so I know that this can, be difficult to quickly and easily cross-apply to life in our economy and in the way we do work today. But I constantly think about this when I hear about just guys not going quickly and with enough intentionality in really establishing what is your field. Where are you getting your income as a family? How are you expanding that? And I've seen some people, this verse and this principle be the difference between some people renting in the first 5 years of their marriage and maybe their first couple of young kids. And even though they could afford technically to get a loan and get a house and put a lot of their attention into their house, they decided to put a lot of their attention into their work, into their income streams, not because they are idolizing work, not because they're making an identity out of work, but because they're trying to establish a firmer foundation for the income of their family so that when they begin to build their house, it's on a much stronger footing. That's a different reason for really considering the ancient wisdom Solomon's giving his son about the order in which to think about how you establish a house. And we all want that end result. But in our culture, we're kind of an instant gratification culture. Could this be really hard for some people? So I don't know how that applies to you guys. I'm not saying that here's the obvious order for everyone. I'm just saying I think this is really powerful ancient wisdom from a father to a son that I ponder a lot and have thought about how to apply to my own life. And there have been many times where our family has said, hey, we're going to turn everything into income streams. We've done some kind of crazy things in order to really put that first, put building and establishing our field first. And this really has, I think, blessed and helped our family a lot in the future. And I know, Jeff, you guys have done similar things. How would you respond to that?
Yeah, I think, I want to ask you a follow-up question and then we can end with that. I think here's the two poles on this, I would say, is this one, but then also I think then not fearing or sometimes the struggle or the temptation of guys thinking, oh, I have to have all my ducks in a row before I can get married and have kids. Yeah. And I think that's the other side of the spectrum, which I think is just as wrong of, that it has to be perfect and I have to, make $100,000 a year before I can get married, or I have to be able to do this. And it's like, there's also a level of truth that's, people getting married with $5 in the bank account and that growth of kind of getting married together and growing together is actually really powerful. So I think both of those answer, depends on what stage you're in, because I think there's an answer to both of those depending on which one you fall in. So which would you say this one particularly, like, I don't think this one's applicable to the people that, are tempted to get all their ducks in a row before they even start having a kid because they won't have kids till they're 50. That's kind of like a chasing the dog's tail a little bit,
That's right.
But what would you say this verse, who does this verse apply to? What's the kind of guy in mind that kind of actually needs this verse? What are they doing? Are they not just being, are you saying a little bit more tempted towards laziness, a little bit more tempted towards just not kind of having that belief of like, I got to work hard now so that I can bless my family when I'm 50, or what do you think this one's really speaking to?
Yeah. I think this is really talking literally about fields and literally about houses. I mean, this was happening in Israel where they literally had fields, and then they'd have a house often in a village or in a walled village. And so you had to decide which one of those to put your energy towards first. I do not think this applies at all to getting married and having kids or having all your ducks in a row or all your income streams or your house. I think a lot of that's supposed to be done as a team. And so it's great, man. As soon as God reveals to you who, you know, that person is, and you've made that decision, like, I want to make a covenant with this woman, man, I tell people, obviously, in wisdom and in community and all of that, that's kind of a bigger topic, but you don't have to have ducks in a row, in my opinion, at all, because that's totally. that's a project you're supposed to do together and with your children. And I think that dealing with all the stress and complexity of dealing with fields and houses while you're having kids and while you have a wife is actually really healthy. This is where Solomon also says it's good for men to bear the yoke while they are young. And that's the yoke, man, when you have all that stuff going on at once. But I think this is specifically talking about somebody, and I think this is a big temptation in our culture, who really tries to max out what they can actually take out as a mortgage on a house as an early start to their life. That's what I think is a little bit sort of maybe backwards, and you need to question that. And that there are a lot of people do that. They go out and they get their first, you know, well-paying job or decent-paying job. They go to a bank, find out how much they can actually take out, and they go maximum into debt to get the best house they can possibly buy, and their income streams are really paycheck to paycheck. And I'm just like, ooh, you could slow that process down and build a better income stability situation for your family. That's kind of what I've taken away from this ancient wisdom.
Hey guys, one of our favorite places to hang out on is the Family Team's Instagram. That is where you will find tips, quotes, tricks, and a bunch of other conversational things to help you build your family team on mission. If you're on Instagram and you want to get encouragement as you do this and build your family team, just head over to Instagram and follow us at Family Teams.